The ones who organized the post-election riots also arranged for the attacks on Tehran University dormitory and certain mistreatments in detention centers, according to President Ahmadinejad, who addressed the Iranian nation before the Friday prayers. Those were part of the enemy's plot, he added, but today everyone knows that the June 12th presidential elections were the most free and fair in Iran.
I think today people come here to show their support to our president, Dr. Ahmadinejad. During our fantastic election, we show our Islamic democracy to the world.
Those who organized the unrest, provoked the masses, and implemented the enemy's plans must not enjoy impunity and have to face severe punishment. However, those who were misguided deserve to be granted Islamic clemency.
As Iran's 10th administration gears up to carry out President Ahmadinejad's plans for the next 4 years, he also highlighted the importance of social justice and fighting corruption. And while his 21 proposed ministers are preparing to face a vote of confidence, he demanded the MPs to consider each of the nominees as part of a team which will be pursuing a certain agenda. The president fully backed his picks, as rumors are going around that the parliament may not approve of some of his choices. Little known or seemingly inexperienced figures for key portfolios and the presence of three ladies for the first time in 30 years have caught much attention.
And 2 days ahead of the parliament open sessions, President Ahmadinejad's stance couldn't be more clear. Yusuf Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.